Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
天父上帝主耶稣基督。
Let us come humbly before you.
我们谦卑地来到你面前。
We are fathers, mothers, and Christ followers.
我们作为父亲、母亲和基督的追随者。
We thank you for what you have shown us as an example as we grow in our faith.
我们感谢你为我们树立了榜样，让我们坚定信心。
Thank you for your mercy despite our disobedience.
感谢你的怜悯，尽管我们有时仍不顺服。
Strengthen us against evils and temptations of this world.
使我们坚强起来，抵御这个世界的邪恶和诱惑。
Honoring your name and trusting your grace.
荣耀你的名，并相信你的恩典。
In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉耶稣基督神儿子的名祷告， Amen.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
祝所有的爸爸们。
Soon to be dads, moms who are dads and granddads.
即将成为爸爸的爸爸们，既当妈又当爸的妈妈们，爷爷们。
And dads who are not with us, and dads who cannot be here with us today.
不在我们身边的爸爸们，而今天不能和我们在一起的爸爸们。
And finally, uncles.
还有叔叔们。
I'm guessing after today's message, most of you are going to eat to celebrate Father's Day.
我猜今天的信息之后呢，你们大多数人都会出去吃饭来庆祝父亲节。
Why is a dinner the default?
为什么晚餐就是一个默认的选择呢？
Well, because for the most part, it's hard to figure out what kind of gifts to give to our dads.
因为其实在大多数情况下呢，我们很难清楚该给我们父亲什么样的礼物。
When I was growing up, I couldn't figure out what to give to my dad.
当我长大的时候呢，我不知道该送什么给我的父亲。
I didn't know what were his hobbies or if he had any.
我甚至不知道他有没有喜好。
What was his likes and dislikes?
他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
What was his favorite fruits, etc.
他最喜欢吃的水果是什么？
Because
等等。
I didn't know who he was.
因为我不知道他是谁。
Even though I grew up with my dad, I knew more about my friends.
尽管我在父亲身边长大，但我对我的朋友们却了解的更多。
Let's take a look at a TikTok challenge. The challenge is to ask your moms and dads how they dance in the 80s.
我们来看一下抖音上面的一个挑战赛，就是挑战的目的在于看看你的父母他们在八十年代是如何跳舞的。
Going to ask your dads to dance through this challenge.
你别担心，我不会要求你的爸爸们来跳这些舞蹈。
And I don't think so. You want me to show you how I dance in the 80s.
我也不认为你想让我展示一下我在八十年代如何的跳舞。
I grew up listening to that generation music, and it resonates with me.
我是听着那一代人的音乐长大的，它能引起我的共鸣。
You can see dads do have a past.
所以你们要明白，爸爸们都有他们的过去。
And you can go home and ask your dad to take on that challenge and record it for your record and for your future memory.
如果你愿意的话，你可以回家让你爸爸接受这个挑战，并且录下来作为以后的纪念。
Likewise, my dad also had a past.
同样，我的父亲也有过去。
When I was growing up, I always thought my dad brought us from Taiwan to Canada for a better life.
在我成长的过程中，我一直认为我爸爸带我们从台湾来到加拿大是为了更好的生活。
It was further from the truth.
这与事实相去甚远。
I didn't find out the real reason until my dad told Lynn after we got married.
我知道我们结婚后，我爸爸告诉了 Lynn， 我才知道真正的原因。
He told me he wanted to send a letter to his father back to China.
所以 Lynn 就告诉我，其实我父亲呢，他是想给在中国的父亲写一封信。
Some of you should know why.
你们当中有些人是知道为什么的。
All communications between the two places were cut off, and they had to send letters via through other countries.
当时两地之间的所有通讯都被切断，所以信件必须通过其他国家来转寄。
He was raised in a Catholic family of a of a family in Beijing, China.
他在北中国北京的一个天主教家庭长大。
He went to Taiwan as a teenage KMT soldier after fighting against the Japanese and the communists.
在与日本人和共产党人作战后，他作为一名十几岁的国民党士兵前往台湾。
Then he started a family with my mom and my brother and myself.
在那里呢，他与我的母亲、我弟弟和我自己组建了一个家庭。
Then one day he just left his family in Taiwan to go to Canada without telling my mom.
然后有一天呢，他就什么都没有告诉我的母亲，就离开了台湾的家人，去了加拿大。
At that time, I was about 4 years old, and my brother was about 1 year old.
那个时候我大约四岁左右，我弟弟才一岁多。
Then my mom got a phone call asking her to bring the whole family to Canada.
然后有一天我妈妈就接到一个电话，要她带家人来加拿大。
You have to say my mother was not happy with the whole situation, but what choice does she have?
你不得不说我妈妈对整个的这个事情都非常不满意，但是她还有什么选择呢？
Till today, I will never know what made my dad decide to do what he did do.
直到今天，我永远不会知道是什么让我父亲决定做他所做的事呢？
Well, what made him get up one day and take off like that?
或者是什么让他有一天起床后就那样飞走了？
I will never know what he was thinking.
我永远不会知道他在想什么。
I guess he wanted to know and find out about his father.
我猜他想知道并了解他父亲的情况。
I wouldn't know how he would havepen his letter to his father after many years.
我不知道在多年之后他会如何给他父亲写这封信。
But I would imagine it would have been something like this.
但是我想象也许是这样的。
Hi, Dad.
Hey, 父亲。
I know we haven't spoken for a long time.
我知道我们已经很久没有通话了。
I just want to tell you what I've been up to.
我只是想告诉你我最近在做什么。
I have a family now.
我现在有一个家庭了。
I have two sons. I'm doing well.
我有两个儿子，我过得也不错。
I didn't know what to write afterwards.
然后我就不知道该写什么了。
I got stuck.
我就被卡住了。
If I would have continued, I would have put my own feelings, my own thoughts in the letter.
如果我继续的话，我会在信中写下我自己的感受和想法。
It would have become my letter to my dad and not my dad to his father.
那就将成为我写给我父亲的信，而不是我父亲对他父亲的信。
The reason why is because most of us do not know about our dads all that well, because we do not know their past.
因为我们很多大多数人都不太了解自己的父亲，原因是我们不了解他们的过去。
And dads usually don't share about them either.
我们的父亲呢，常常也不会分享他们自己的事情。
When I was sharing my Sunday message to Lynn, she even admits she doesn't even know her dad passed all that well.
当我向 Lynn 分享我的主日信息时，她也承认她也不太了解她父亲的过去。
You're probably asking yourself, does it really matter to know about my own dad's life before he had me?
你可能会问自己，了解我的父亲在生下我之前的生活真的很重要吗？
Yes.
是的。
Dads do have an impact on our lives more than you think they do.
父亲对我们人生的影响确实比你想象的要大。
For my dad just to take off like that means his dad must have an impact on him when he was younger.
就像我父亲，他能够做到这个地步，这意味着他的父亲在他年轻时一定对他产生了影响。
What was it?
那是什么样的呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But it must have been a huge impression on how my dad was brought up.
但这一定对我父亲的成长方式产生了巨大的影响。
And that would impact on me how I was raised.
这也影响了我的成长方式。
Anyone can be a father to a child.
每个人都可以成为孩子的父亲。
But being a dad takes a lifetime.
但作为父亲需要一生的时间。
So today, I just want to call out to all dads of how important of your role in your children's life.
所以今天我想向所有的爸爸们呼吁，你们在孩子的生活中扮演着多么重要的角色。
You may say, John, I already know. You don't have to lecture me anymore.
你可能会说 ，John， 我已经知道了，别再试图教训我了。
But I would insist.
但是我还是要说一说。
Like I said, being a dad takes a lifetime.
就像我刚才说的，当爸爸需要一生的时间。
It's a long life role and journey.
这是一个终生的角色和旅程。
Being a father is not just a responsibility. It is a process of revealing what kind of person you are, were shaped in your childhood, and what you are doing you are doing to shape another father and or mother in the future.
作为一名父亲，这不仅是一种责任，也是一个揭示你在年少时被塑造成什么样的人，以及你正在做什么来塑造另一个父亲或母亲成为什么样人的过程。
What kind of dads you are also will determine what kind of son-in-law your daughter will marry.
你是一个什么样的爸爸，也会决定你的女儿会嫁给一个什么样的女婿。
So let us all.Men in this room face this reality.
所以我们在座今天在座的每一个男生啊，我们都要面对这个现实。
Do you want to hear the good news first or the bad news first?
你想先听好消息还是坏消息呢
？I tend to hear, give me the bad news first.
人们经常说，哦，让我先听听坏消息吧。
Here are some examples of bad news about dads who are not involved or absent, permissive, not godly in their children's lives.
以下呢是一些关于父亲的坏消息的例子，他们不参与或缺席，纵容不敬虔的参与孩子的生活。
David，
大卫
，King David，
大卫王
，You know him，
你们都知道他。
Yes， the Bible says the man after God's own heart。
是的，圣经说他是合乎神心意的人。
He was a horrible dad。
但是他是一个非常糟糕的父亲。
Today we will call him an absentee.
今天我们称他为缺席的父亲。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢
？It's what he didn't do.
就是他什么都没有做。
Amnon, his firstborn, raped his half sister Tamar.
他的长子阿嫩强奸了他同父异母的妹妹塔玛。
And Absalom, his thirdborn, killed Amnon for raping their sister.
那他的第三个孩子亚沙龙呢？杀死了阿嫩呢？因他强奸了他的妹妹。
Then Absalom had a coup on David's throne.
然后亚沙龙就发动了政变，要夺取大卫的王位。
And again, David didn't do anything about it.
然后呢，大卫再次没有采取任何行动。
Seeing their father didn't stop any of this, his fourth son decided to also had a coup.
所以看到他们的父亲并没有阻止这一切，他的第四个儿子也尝试了政变。
Eli,
以利
the high priest of Israel.
以色列的大祭司
permitting their two sons' evil action without consequences,
允许他两个儿子的邪恶行为而不承担任何后果。
He put his family ahead of God.
他把他的家人置于上帝之上。
Eli falls into one of the four categories as a parent.
作为父母呢，以利也属于为人父母的四种类型之一。
He let his children do anything they wanted.
他让他的孩子们做任何他们想做的事。
Chinese parents tend to land.Or fall into two categories.
我们中国的父母呢，往往都属于两类。
Rescue parents.
拯救型的父母。
Or letting their kids do what they want without any discipline.
或者让他们的孩子在没有任何纪律的情况下做他们想做的事。
Manasseh not only an ungodly father, but also an ungodly king.
马拿西呢，不仅是一个不敬虔的父亲，也是一个不敬虔的王。
He built high places his father Hezekiah had demolished.
他重建了他父亲西西家所拆毁的丘坛。
He also erected altars to Baals and made Asher poles.
他还为巴利柱坛制作亚舍拉神柱。
In both courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to the starry hosts.
在神的圣殿的两个院子里，他为所有的星宿建造了祭坛。
He sacrificed his children in the fire.
他甚至将自己的孩子献为火祭。
Practiced divination, witchcraft, sought omens, and consult mediums and spirits.
甚至进行占卜、巫术、寻求预兆、咨询灵媒和通灵师。
And finally, Lot and Noah.
最后，我们说说罗德和诺亚。
If they were not drunk, Lot's daughters couldn't have attempted to sleep with their father.
如果没有喝醉的话，罗德的女儿们就不可能尝试与父亲同睡。
Noah's second son wouldn't have dared to enter into his father's tent.
诺亚的次子韩甚至不敢进入父亲的帐篷。
And there are others.
还有，当然还有其他人
，like Samuel with his two sons, Joel and Abijah.
例如撒母耳和他的两个儿子约珥和亚比亚。
Jacob with his son Simon and Levi.
雅各和他的儿子西缅和利未。
Laban and his daughter Leah and Rachel.
拉班和他的女儿利亚和拉结等等。
Here we can see the Bible warns us about fathers who are either absent, not involved, or permissive and ungodly.
所以在这里我们看到圣经警告我们父亲要么缺席要么不参与要么纵容和不敬虔
It shows up in the secular world
这也显现在世俗的世界中。
You may find this hard to believe.
你甚至可能会觉得难以置信。
Blacks makes up, blacks in the United States make up 13% of the population.
美国的黑人只占总人口的13%。
Yet they commit about 50-55% of the crimes in the United States.
但是他们却犯下了美国50%-55%的犯罪行为。
Why?
为什么呢？
Fatherless families.
无父的家庭。
What are the negative effects of fatherlessness on children?
没有父亲的缺席会给孩子带来哪些负面影响呢？
They are twice likely to drop out of school.
他们辍学的可能性是两倍。
20 times more likely to have behavior problems.
出现行为问题的可能性高出20倍。
10 times more likely to have substance abuse.
滥用药物的可能性增加10倍。
And the list goes on.
而这样的例子不胜枚举。
These stats, these are today's stats.
这是今天的统计数据。
Yet the Bible has predicted this will happen in some sense.
然后圣经在某种意义上预言了这些情况的发生。
Now let's turn to the good news when dads are in their children's lives.
那现在让我们来看看，当父亲在孩子生命中有参与在孩子生命中，会有哪些好的消息
？Father's Day should be an encouraging day, right?
今天是父亲节，本应该是一个令人鼓舞的日子，对吗
？Today, fathers are called the second parent or the forgotten parent because mothers often get the spotlight or the glory when it comes to parenting.
如今呢，父亲被称为第二父母或者被遗忘的父母，因为在养育子女方面，母亲经常被给予关注或荣耀。
Also, mothers and women tend to be the backbone of the church.
此外呢，母亲和妇女们往往是教会的支柱。
Especially in children's ministry.
尤其是在儿童事工方面。
So men, you need to step up.
所以男人们，你们需要挺身而出。
Dads do have a big impact and big influence on their sons and daughters when dads are involved and supportive.
当父亲积极的参与和支持的时候，爸爸确实会对他们的儿子和女儿产生很大的影响。
However, daughters and sons are affected differently.
然而女儿和儿子受到的影响是不同的。
For daughters, with caring dads, we're likely to stay off anxiety and depression.
对于有爱心父亲的女儿来说呢，她们可能会远离焦虑和抑郁。
Advance in their career and develop healthy relationships.
在事业上取得进步并发展健康的人际关系。
When dads help their daughters to do their homework, daughters tend to be less anxious about school.
当爸爸帮助女儿做作业的时候呢，女儿对学业的焦虑往往会减轻。
However, according to the research,
然而根据研究
，moms have no significant impact on academic-related anxiety.
妈妈对学业相关的焦虑没有显著的影响。
Surprised?
是不是很惊讶呢
？So again, I must say, dads, you need to step up.
所以我必须再次说，爸爸们，你们要起来。
If you haven't been helping your daughters with their homework and left it to their moms,
如果你没有帮助你们女儿们完成家庭作业，并将其留给妈妈们
，Sorry, moms.
对不起，妈妈们。
I'm not here to deny your sacrifice and devotions.
我在这里呢，不是要否认你们的牺牲和奉献。
I have to tell you the truth.
但我必须来说实话。
God gives father a role that mothers can't replace.
上帝赋予父亲一个母亲无法替代的角色。
Dads have a huge impact on their sons more than their daughters.
父亲对儿子的影响比对女儿的影响更大。
Why?
为什么呢
？Their daughters model their relationship with others based on their father's character.
女儿们根据父亲的性格塑造与他人的关系。
Boys model themselves after their father's character.
而男孩子们则根据父亲的性格塑造自己。
Sons will seek approval from their dads when they are young.
儿子在小的时候会寻求父亲的认可。
When a father is absent, young boys look to other male figures to set the rules on how to behave and survive in the world.
当父亲缺席时，小男孩会指望其他男性人物来制定如何在世界上表现和生存的规则。
A friend of mine told me he wished he knew if his dad was proud of him.
我的一个很好的朋友告诉我，他非常希望知道他的父亲是否为他感到骄傲。
That was a time when his father was rapidly dying from an aggressive stage 4 brain cancer.
当时他的父亲因恶性4期脑癌而迅速的就过世了。
I was there by his side.
我就在他的身边。
He just had his second child.
他当时刚刚有了第二个孩子。
So dads, it's not too late, and you need to find a moment to say, I am proud of you.
所以父亲们现在还不算太晚，你们需要找个时机对孩子们说，我为你们感到骄傲。
Even daughters seek approval.
即使是女儿也寻求认可。
Don't forget about them.
不要忘记他们。
Also, don't forget to add in there, I love you.
另外不要忘记加上我爱你。
I know it's rare for children to hear this from their parents.
我知道有些孩子很少从父母那里听到这样的话。
There was a girl in her 20s and from China studying at Tyndale.
我认识一位在天道神学院读书的二十多岁的从中国来的女孩子。
Even admitted to me that her father is one of the very rare ones that say, I love you.
她向我承认，她说她的父亲是极少数会说我爱你的人之一。
What is the biblical role of a father in a child's upbringing?
所以圣经中父亲在孩子的抚养过程中扮演什么样的角色呢？
First, we have to see throughout the Old Testament and in the narratives and Psalms.
首先呢，我们可以在整个旧约的叙述和诗篇中看到。
Infants and young people were viewed as gifts from the Lord to be treated as inheritance and treasures to the Israelites.
婴儿和少年人被视为来自神的礼物，并被视为以色列的遗产和保障。
The Psalms says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord; the first womb is a reward." Psalms 127:3.
Yeah, 诗篇的作者说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Also, we can hear how Joseph presented his sons to his father.
我们也可以听到约瑟是如何把他的儿子们介绍给他的父亲。
They are my sons whom God has given me here.
这是神在这里赐给我的儿子。
Paul in his letters, Ephesians, carried this theme, but he directs it to fathers and was countercultural.
保罗在写给以弗所人的信中提出了这个主题，但是他指向的是所有的父亲们，而且他是反文化的。
Paul says,
保罗说,
And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger and bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
At that time, instructing, training, and religious education was the responsibility of the father.
在那个时候，指导、训练和宗教教育是父亲的责任。
But it was through beatings and harsh punishments.
但往往是通过殴打和严厉的惩罚来实现的。
Paul was arguing for a mutual relationship between fathers and children in humanity, purpose and identity in Christ.
保罗主张父亲和孩子在基督里的人性、目的和身份上建立互相的关系。
Well, children are expected to obey their parents.
虽然孩子应该顺从父母。
Paul encouraged fathers to be gentle in their teachings and instructions in all matters, including Christian education.
但保罗鼓励父亲在包括基督教教育在内的所有事物上要温和的教导和指示。
And avoid excess violence and abuse in a male-dominated society.
并避免在当时那种男性主导的社会中过度的使用暴力和虐待。
Therefore,
因此
parents must take care to nurture the entire being of their children.
所以父母必须注意培养孩子的全面发展。
Which is done through Christian discipline and Christian instructions.
这是通过基督教的纪律和基督教的指导来完成的。
Paul viewed children as members of Christian community to be shown the compassion and care of Christ.
保罗将儿童视为基督的肢体的成员，以彰显基督的怜悯和关怀。
He welcomed them and taught it to all his disciples to do so.
他欢迎他们，并教导他的所有的门徒都要这样做。
The biblical command to train.
其次，我们再讲讲圣经中关于训练的命令。
Second, the book of Proverbs is filled with training and the instructions of children or sons.
在箴言书中充满了对儿童或儿子的训教和教导。
We can glean and find clues about the religious upbringing of children and how fathers are to become the primary instructor after a certain time during childhood or early childhood.
我们可以收集或找到有关儿童宗教教养的线索，以及父亲如何在童年或幼儿期的某个时间后成为主导的教师。
Hear, my sons, your father's instructions.
孩子，聆听你父亲的主吩咐。
It continues on, do not forsake your mother's teachings.
然后他继续说，不要忘记你母亲的教诲。
also fathers had a responsibility to pass down to his son what his father had instructed him and advised him on in Proverbs 4:3.
此外，父亲有责任将父亲在箴言四篇三节中教导和建议的传授给儿子。
In some sections of Proverbs, it was written by a father to his son.
箴言的某些章节呢，是一位父亲写给他儿子的。
It shows how much he loved and cared for his son that he took his time to write them down and take on the important role of training his son into his own hands.
他花时间把这些话写下来，并承担起将儿子培养成为独立自主的这个重要角色，这表明他是多么的爱和关心他的儿子。
Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
箴言22章6节，教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
It offers a more in-depth view of children in ancient Israel.
这对古代以色列的儿童提供了更深入的看法。
This verse could mean that one should train children according to their natures, their individuality,their personality, and their peculiarities.
这节经文可能意味着我们应该根据孩子的天性、个性、性格和特点来教育他们。
In the end, God holds parents responsible for teaching and the upbringing of their children.
那最后，孩子要求父母对教导和养育孩子来负责。
But it is also a warning.
这也是一个警告。
It warns Christian children will not always make good decisions in their entire life without proper Christian discipline in a wise way.
他警告说，如果没有以明智的方式进行适当的基督教管教，基督教信仰背景的孩童就不可能在一生中总是做出正确的决定。
It would teach the children from making foolish choices and continuing to do so when they grow up.
他将教会孩子们不要做出愚蠢的选择，并在长大后继续这样做。
The discerning parent is aware of this and carefully considers.How to guide the child to become self-aware and self-control so that he will learn to make wise decisions in his youth and continue to do so in the rest of his life.
那眼光敏锐的父母呢，意识到了这一点，并仔细考虑如何引导孩子变得有自我意识和自制力，让他在年轻时学会做出明智的决定，并在余生继续这样做。
When was the first parenting start in the Bible by God?
那圣经中神第一次教养孩子是什么时候开始的
？It was on Mount Sinai when Moses received the first instruction, the Ten Commandments, marking the beginning of parenting.
是摩西在西乃山接收了第一个指示，即十诫，标志着神教养以色列的开始。
Moses cautioned them, like Pastor Ruth, to the youth and university students last week about coming late.
就像上周小鹿牧师警告孩子们不要迟到，摩西也警告以色列必须遵守诫命。
Israel had to obey the commandments and told them to pass on to their next generation and future generations.
所以以色列人呢，必须将这些诫命传给下一代以及后代。
Therefore, the fathers had the responsibility to teach.
因此呢，父亲有责任教导。
And fathers became the first teachers under God throughout Israel history.
所以父亲也成为整个以色列历史上神之下的第一位教师。
The homes were not just for eating and sleeping, but where godly commandments were taught.
家不仅是吃饭和睡觉的地方，也是教导敬虔诫命的地方。
Yet in the Old Testament, we see fathers fail to teach and uphold God's law to produce godly children.
然而在旧约中，我们看到父亲们未能教导。和遵守上帝的律法来养育敬虔的孩子。
When they did become a godly nation, they were conquered by other nations and exiled.
当他们成为一个不信神的民族时，他们被其他民族征服并被流放。
Today, my message isn't about how to get involved or be supportive in your child's daily life. That's including their Christian education.
所以今天我的信息呢，不是关于如何参与和支持自己孩子的日常生活，其中包括他们的基督教教育。
You can take church classes, read Christian books, go to conferences, etc.
其实要做那些事，你可以参加我们教会的课程，阅读基督教书籍，参加讲座等等。
You decide on how to do spiritual formation for your family.
你要决定的是如何进行灵性培育。
It's your family.
这是你的家。
Biblical call to pass faith.
圣经呼召我们传递我们的信仰。
fathers, you can see you have a huge impact on your children's spirituality, emotionally and mentally.
所以你们可以看到父亲们对孩子的精神、情感和灵性有着巨大的影响。
And fathers who are not involved being neutral in your children's Christian walk and leave it up to your mothers, you do have an impact on their Christian walk.
如果父亲不参与孩子的基督徒生活，并在孩子的基督徒生活中保持中立，而将其留给他们的妈妈，那么你确实会对他们的基督徒生活产生影响。
One time I had a conversation with a young adult.
有一次我和一位年轻人交谈。
The young adult told me the reason why I am not a Christian.
这位年轻人告诉我，我之所以不是基督徒。
Because my father is not a Christian.
因为我父亲不是基督徒。
He's not involved, nor does he prevent me from being a Christian.
他没有参与其中，也没有阻止我成为不信中的一员。
It's left to my mom.
而是留给我妈妈去处理这些事情。
Sound familiar?
听起来有点耳熟吗？
Either the person had great insight or he looked it up.
除非那个人有伟大的洞察力，或者能够自己去查寻找信仰。
Research has shown when fathers are not by physically not going to church services, there's a 50% dropout rate.
研究表明，如果父亲不亲自自己去教堂做礼拜，那么有50%孩子们就会不去教会。
That could translate if you had two children.One will leave the faith forever.
这也可以解释为，如果你有两个孩子，其中一个将永远离开信仰。
I know that was not your intent.
我知道那不是你的意图。
The people who serve in children, youth, and university ministries, we are not their real dads.
我们这些在儿童、青少年和大学生事工中服务的人，我们不是他们真正的父亲。
I will admit to you, we do have an impact on them, but we are not as dads would have.
我承认我们确实对他们有影响，但不会像他们自己的父亲那样。
There's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
有句话说，养育一个孩子需要整个村庄的力量。
It takes a community with Christian men and fathers to raise a child of God.
所以是需要整个社区的基督徒父亲和男人来抚养神的孩子。
To show, to instruct, to teach.
向他们展示，来教导。
To teach them how to walk a godly, righteous path, to make wise, godly decisions that will have an impact on themselves, others, and above all, the kingdom of God.
来教导他们走在如何走在敬虔的义路上，做出明智的属神决定，这将对他们自己、他人，尤其是神的国度产生影响。
You're probably wondering what happened to my dad's letter to his father.
你可能想知道我父亲写给他父亲的信发生了什么。
The letter.Did manage to find him.
这封信确实找到了他的父亲。
My dad did get the letter back, which he was hoping for.
我父亲确实也收到了他所希望的回信。
Maybe when he opened the letter with great anticipation, with joy, with happiness, with relief to read the letter from his father, whom he hasn't spoken for many years.
也许他打开信的时候，带着极大的期待，带着喜悦，带着幸福，带着宽慰，读到一封来自自己父亲的信。
However, he found out his dad already had passed away.
然而他发现自己的父亲已经去世了。
He was told that was during the Cultural Revolution.
他还被告知在文革期间。
His dad still went to the locked gates of the church and prayed for his whole family.
他的父亲仍然去紧锁的教堂大门之前为他的全家祈祷。
So dads,
所以爸爸们。
It's never too late to have a Christian impact.On your children.
用你的基督信仰来影响孩子们永远不会太晚。
Biblical warning of compromising.
圣经也对妥协做出了警告。
What comes to mind is Manoah, father of Samson.
那在这里呢，我想到的是参孙的父亲马拿雅。
We know when and how Samson started to walk away from the Lord in Judges 14:1-3.
我们在《士师记》14:1-3中知道参孙是何时以及如何开始远离主的。
Samson wanted one of the daughters of the Philistines.
参孙想要娶非利士人的女儿。
For some reason, Manoah became accommodating to Samson.
出于某种原因，马诺亚开始包容参孙。
Today's term will be what we call spoiling the kid.
今天的术语我们称之为宠坏或溺爱孩子。
Up to this point, he spoke the truth into his son's life. by saying not to take up a foreign wife.
在那之前，他一直教导他儿子真理，告诉他不可娶外邦女子为妻。
When Samson was permitted to take a foreign wife, it led to Delilah.
当参孙被允许娶一位外邦妻子时，这就导致了大利拉的出现。
Both parents not only agreed to the wedding, but also attended it.
双方父母不仅同意了婚礼，还亲自出席了婚礼。
There are times we do not know when or how our own children start to walk away from the faith.
有时我们不知道我们自己的孩子何时或如何开始背离信仰。
Here we can see how it started with Samson.
在这里我们可以看到这一切是如何从参孙开始的。
The first compromise on a critical issue of God's command.
那就是在上帝命令的关键问题上的第一次妥协。
But this is also a warning to the parents.
那这也是对家长们的一个警告。
Especially to fathers who should be the head of the household, as Christian fathers should be also too.
尤其是对于应当是一家之主的基督徒的父亲来说，这是他们应当做的。
It is easy to cave in and not rebuke your children.
我们很容易向孩子们屈服而不去责备他们。
Dad, I have too much homework. I don't want to go to Sunday service.
爸爸，我今天作业太多了，不想去参加主日了。
Dad, I want a cell phone because everybody has one.
爸，我想要一部手机，因为每个人都有一部。
And et cetera.
等等等等。
We get it.
我们都明白是怎么回事。
Those who serve in the YLD are parents too.
我们在 YLD 侍奉的人也都是为人父母的。
But when the pull of the child is more powerful than the gospel and even overtakes the gospel, it may lead to Delilah.
但是当孩子的吸引力比福音更强大，甚至超越福音时，它可能会导致大利拉的出现。
In this case, we must turn the child over to God and pray for him or her.
在这种情况下，我们必须把孩子交给上帝，并为他祈祷。
Samson is an example of a parent's prayer.
参孙就是他父母祷告的一个例子。
For the last time, he called upon the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.God of Israel and the God of our Heavenly Father.
他最后一次呼求亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神、以色列的神和我们天上的天父时。
I would imagine it would be like the parable of the prodigal son.
我就想象这就像浪子回头的预言一样。
A banquet to prepare to celebrate, a white robe to cover him, and a crown of glory to put on his head was waiting for him.
一场庆祝的宴会准备好了，一件白色的长袍给他盖上，一顶荣耀的冠冕戴在他头上。这一切都在等待着他。
A child that was lost but found.
一个走丢的孩子又被找到了。
A child God once again in the father's heart, in the father's house.
神的孩子再次回到天父的家里。
My dad was not a perfect father.
我的父亲不是一个完美的父亲。
Nor was I a perfect son.
我也不是一个完美的儿子。
We made mistakes.
我们都犯错误。
I had my issues with him.
我和他有我的问题。
He had issues with me.
他和我也有他的问题。
That's why parents are winging it as they go along because they have no instruction manual to turn to for each individual child.
这就是为什么家长们会随性发挥，因为没有针对每个孩子的指导手册。
And the children do not know their parents' past.
孩子们也不知道父母的过去。
If dads and moms seek to follow God with all their hearts and follow biblical principles for raising their children, as it says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it.
如果爸爸妈妈都全心全意地来追随上帝，并遵循圣经的原则来养育孩子，就正如箴言22:6所说，教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Like Samson,
就像参孙浪子回头一样。
My dad was trying to find my grandfather, and he was willing to leave his family.
我的父亲试图寻找我的祖父，他愿意为此甚至离开他的家人。
I can only guess he was trying to go back to his father.
我只能猜测他是想回到他父亲身边。
A yearning for the father's heart.
一颗渴望父亲的心。
By sending the letter, he was in some sense calling out to his Abba father.
从某种意义上说，他寄出这封信是呼唤他的父亲。
The love, the instructions, the teaching he received when he was younger.
他年轻时接受的爱、指示和教导。
My dad remembered.
我的父亲都牢牢地记得。
When he arrived in Taiwan and was alone, he went to church to find comfort.
当他孤身一人到了台湾的时候呢，他就到教堂去寻找安慰。
He opened the Bible and it was John 1:1.
当他第一次打开圣经的时候，出现在眼前的是约翰福音一章一节。
We need to trust God. Will still works when our children walk away from the faith with God.
当我们的孩子背弃信仰时，我们需要相信上帝仍然在工作。
Dads, it is your responsibility, no matter where you are in your spiritual walk with God, remember to train.Teach, instruct, and love your children in the ways of the Lord, so when they grow old, they will not depart from it.
所以爸爸们，无论您在与神同行中处于哪个阶段，请记住，这都是你的责任，按照主的方式训练、教导、指导和爱您的孩子，这样当他们变老时，他们就不会偏离他。
I was doing a series of forgiveness and unforgiveness with the university students.
我正在和大学生们一起做一个关于饶恕和不饶恕的系列。
I was sharing my issues with my dad.
我和他们分享了我和我父亲之间的问题。
Then one of the students asked me.
然后其中有一位学生问我。
Do I miss him?
我是否想念他？
I said yes.
我说是。
Sometimes I do think about him.
有时我确实很想念他。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
We pray in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们以大能的名祈祷，耶稣基督。
On this day, we celebrate Father's Day.
这一天我们庆祝父亲节。
All fathers on earth to be honored and remembered.
地上所有的父亲都值得尊敬和铭记。
I also honor you who is in heaven.
我也尊荣你，因为你在天上。
In your wisdom and love, you made all things.
你用你的智慧和爱创造了万物。
Bless these men.
祝福在这座的每一位男人。
That they may be strengthened as Christian fathers.
使他们坚强地成为基督徒的父亲。
Let the example of their faith and the love shine forth as they nurture, teach, instruct the future generation.
让他们的信心和爱心能够如明光闪耀，以便他们能够培育教导下一代。
Grant that we, their sons and daughters, with a spirit of honor and respect.
也请授予我们为人子女的有给予他们尊荣和敬重的精神。
We also give thanks for those men who have no children but cherish the next generation.
我们也感谢那些自己没有孩子，但是像对待自己孩子一样珍惜下一代的人们。
As if they were their own.We pray for those men who have fathered children in their roles as mentors and examples of Christ-like characters.
我们也为那些作为导师和基督榜样的角色的人们来祷告，使他们能够培育下一代的孩子。
In your mighty Son's name, Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。